We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the line with us from Bleeding Green Nation, Brandon Lee Gowton. See, that's a lot of words. Bleeding Green Nation, Brandon Lee Gowton. Brandon, why do you use three names? Two isn't enough for you?
Yeah, two's not enough. I have to have three.
All right, very good. Well, you've earned it with some fine analysis of the birds so far this year. Brandon, training camp ended yesterday, technically, right? Was it a success?
I think overall, the biggest thing you're looking for at a training camp every year is no major injuries. I think that's the biggest thing. Obviously, there's other components to it, but the fact that the Eagles stayed healthy, there's no kind of major injury to any of the key players. To me, that's always my biggest takeaway, and I think that's the most important thing.
Without a doubt, except the second most important thing is that everybody be ready for the season opener. And Alshon Jeffrey has done very little practicing with the team. Sproles, I don't think, has taken a snap with anybody yet. Brandon, should we be concerned at all that these guys won't all be on the same page when they get to Washington in a few weeks?
I'm not too concerned about the Alshon thing because he did practice full in the spring. So Carson and him had that time to build a chemistry, and they were looking really good. And Alshon, you know, he has missed some time here, but for the past week or past couple of days or so, mostly this week, he's pretty much been a full participant in practice, getting a lot of work done. From what we've heard all along at BGN, you know, the shoulder injury was never serious. It's kind of just more of a thing where, you know, Alshon's on a one-year deal. I think the team and himself both have a little bit of motivation to make sure he stays healthy. He's obviously very key to the team's success this year. So if he goes down, all of a sudden they're looking like a wide receiver core that the team had last year. So I think they were just being extra cautious with him.
All right. Tell me how he looked. How has he looked this week?
He looks pretty good. He's the real deal. I mean, it's just as it's really amazing that the Eagles have a receiver who Carson Wentz can just throw the ball up to. Doesn't matter if it's accurate or not. He just goes up and he gets it and he makes the play. He's so tough to cover. He's huge. He is fast. He can burn people down the field. He can pretty much do everything. And for him to be here, I think it's really exciting, and I think it's a huge addition to this offense.
You know, Brandon, as you were describing that, I was thinking we haven't really had anybody like that since T.O., right?
Absolutely.
This is the closest we've gotten to T.O. since T.O. left 10 years ago.
That's how when I was just describing all that, that was the thought in my head, too. It's been a long time since the Eagles have had that, and to have that in Carson Wentz's second year, I think it's going to be a huge help.
All right, now the good news for fans tomorrow night, you are going to see at least a little more of the players you want to see, right? They're maybe talking two series for Wentz with Jeffrey, right? Jeffrey is going to play?
Yes, Doug Peterson said he's leaning that way. He said Jeffrey's probably going to play. Ronald Darby also probably going to play a series or two. So we will get to see Alshon in action. I'm sure they'll want to get him the ball at least once. Get him a look in the preseason there, and it'll be fun to see that, especially, you know, with Jordan Matthews gone. Alshon obviously going to be an even more critical part of this offense than before.
All right, now here's what I'm trying to figure out. So we got all those pieces in place right now. What I need to know is Ronald Darby. Is he? You gotten a chance to see him a few times now. How's he going to help the defense? Does he look good?
He looks really good in practice.
All right.
Only practice.
Okay.
But he's. I haven't seen him get beat at all. He's pretty much either broken up or intercepted or just had really good coverage on every single play so far, which is, when you think about it, it's really impressive because he just got here last week and he's only still learning the defense. And the Eagles didn't take it slow with him at all. They put him in with the first team right away, which, I mean, they don't sound like there are any corners in front of him that would keep him off the field. But still, for him to come in and be this guy right away and to even just be playing on Thursday night, I think it shows that the Eagles have a lot of confidence in him and so far so good with him.
Brandon, what did you think of the trade?
I like the trade overall. I think there's risk to it, but I think it's a reasonable risk to take because the Eagles had to do something at corner. I think I've been saying that when I've been on with you in the past. It's just, it was so clear that corner was a weakness for the team, and I don't know how they were going to get by if they didn't do anything. You look at the slot receiver position on the other hand, I think the Eagles have so many guys, Trey Burton, Zach Ertz, Nelson Agholor, a combination, Max Hollins, all these guys who can play in the slot. You can have some kind of slot receiver by committee thing going on. You can't do that with cornerback. You can't just take a bunch of the cornerbacks the Eagles have and take them and put them together and be okay at corner. I think you needed to make a move at corner. Darby's only 23. I think there's a lot of potential there. And I didn't think Jordan Matthews was going to be back after this season because of the contract. So you got something. You got a good starting corner, or at least I think someone who has the potential to be one for a player who wasn't going to be here in the long term anyway.
Here's what I'm wondering, though, because there was a real negative reaction in the clubhouse. You, I'm sure, got to know Jordan, too, Brandon. He's a great guy. I mean, really terrific guy. And they were really upset to see him go. Does that affect them at all, or do you just turn the page after a couple of days of getting over the shock?
I think in the short term, you know, it has an effect on the team. Obviously, on Saturday, the day after the trade, everyone in the locker room was down. That's the word Malcolm Jenkins used to describe the mood. I do think that has a short-term impact. I just can't see how, you know, it's going to be week three and all of a sudden Carson Wentz makes a bad pass. And we're all chalking that up to him still being sad about Jordan Matthews being gone. It is a loss in the locker room for sure. Jordan Matthews is a great guy, a really hard worker. Everyone loved him. So it was a tough deal for the Eagles to make. You know, it wasn't an easy trade by any means, but I think it was kind of a necessary thing to do. And, players get traded in the NFL all the time. It's a business, as the players say. I think it's, you know, it's a tough pill to swallow in some ways, but, again, ultimately I think it was necessary.
Brandon, what's your word on McCoy playing here Thursday night, yes or no?
I haven't seen anything about that yet. I feel like they would have to at least give him a snap to either
get. Give him a snap.
Yeah.
Right, here's what I'm trying to figure out, all right? Like, McCoy, you knew McCoy when he played here, right, Brandon?
Yes.
Did you? Like, he came out and said that he wasn't thrilled that Jordan Matthews was on the team because Sammy Watkins, who they traded, was so much better. It doesn't that make it awkward when you're in the when you're in the locker room and you've already announced to the world that you don't think the guy that they just got, a former teammate, was not very good?
It should make it awkward, because why would you say that? I mean, obviously, yeah, it's shady, and he doesn't think about what he says. Sometimes he just speaks his mind freely. And it gets him, makes headlines in that way. But, that was just such a bizarre comment to me. I guess, you know, he's feeling frustrated because maybe he thinks the Bills are trying to tank. You know, they're getting all these draft picks. Maybe Sam Hinkie is suddenly the GM up there. I think that's where his frustration's at.
Brandon, if somebody called you today and said, Brandon, I don't know how to say this to you, but you've been traded to a bleeding blue nation in Buffalo. Would you enjoy that? Would you go? What would you do if you had to go to Buffalo?
I think I would, maybe I'd have to find another profession. I don't think I'm I'm down for that.
You wouldn't do it, would you? You're Eagle through and through, aren't you? It's more.
Yeah.
This is more than a job for you. This is a passion.
Absolutely.
I love it. All right, then this is the final question. This is the one I need a really strong answer to, Brandon.
Yes.
Doug Peterson. It's all on him now. The roster has been set, so there's no major holes. You got a young quarterback who looks great and looks like a leader. You got a great defense with a great pass rush, and now your corners are better. Do you think he's going to be able to do what we expect him to do now and make the playoffs?
Well, the pressure definitely is on him.
Yep.
You know, he did put that on himself, and those are all great points, like you just made right there, Angelo. The roster is upgraded on paper. So now it does come down to him. There's going to be a lot of pressure on him. I think, you know, there was enough out of this rookie year to make me think, okay, I'm going to give this guy a chance. I'm not going to go into this season with the mindset that, like, oh, there's no chance that he could, you know, be the answer at head coach. But he has a lot to prove. This is a big year for him. It's a big year for Carson Wentz. It's a big year for this team. Like you just said, they added all this talent. Now, can they make that jump from 7-9 to the playoffs? And if they don't, or somehow they backslide, that's going to be, you know, there's going to be some major questions, especially about Doug's security. So,
Brandon,
huge year for him.
That was not a ringing endorsement. You realize that? That was not. Your bleeding green nation love the Eagles to the marrow in your body, and you don't really feel confident, do you?
I'm wait and see. I think, again, okay. I think he did enough right. where I feel okay.
All right. If they're we're going to bring you back if they're 0-1 or 0-2, Brandon. Because I want to tell you, I think that this is the quickest turnaround on a guy. If he comes out and they're flat in the opener, he's going to get hit from day one. He should know that. We need to tell him that. No, no. I need a sense of dramatic urgency in Washington for the opener. Dramatic. He's going to be a target from day one, more than a coach normally is. Let him know that, Brandon, when you see him. I like the guy. I like that. He's on our show every Monday. He's going to be on again this year after games. I want him to succeed so badly. Flatness is not an option.
I'll tell him that Angelo doesn't believe in you.
No. You've twisted my words, Scout. I got to let you go now. Bleeding Green Nation, read it every day. You'll learn something every day about the birds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.